This week's text from Deuteronomy holds a loop of anticipation. We remember and we give thanks. And within the scripture, we're invited to connect with the expectation of abundance that was held in arriving into the land of promise for the early Israelites. It affirms the fact that God was with them and God will be with us. Throughout the harshest treatment at the hand of the Egyptians, as well as the exhausting journey through the desert, Lent begins with remembering. The Israelites remembered their time of exile and wandering the desert, and we remember Jesus' time in the desert at the beginning of his ministry.
Today I'm using the New International Version. The scripture is from Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 to 11. When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you and put them in a basket. Then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name and say to the priest in the office at this time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Armenian, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians mistreated us and made us suffer, subjecting us to harsh labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He brought us forth to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, the Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down to before him. Then you and the Levites and the foreigners residing among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
This morning, the UCW is going to bring you a story in three parts. If this was a book, I would be the preface or the movie prequel. I'm going to give you the backstory, rather like we heard this morning in our scripture passage from the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy, where we are reminded that the people of Israel did not have a place to live, not a permanent home. For 40 years, they had been wandering around in the wilderness, looking for a place to settle. Finally, God led them to a land that looked like a wonderful place to call home. This will be your country, God told them. So the people moved in, bringing their tents, sheep, goats, camels, and everything they had. Their new land was beautiful, with lots of grass for the animals to eat, good soil to grow food, and trees which gave figs and other fruit for them to eat. The people wanted to thank God for their wonderful new home, but wondered how to do so. We can say thank you to God when we pray, they thought, but they wanted to do something to help them remember how good God had always been to them. When they'd been wandering around in the wilderness all those years, Moses taught them to say thank you to God. He told them that whenever they had grown food or picked from a tree, that they should give the first part of it to God. But how could they give something to God? God is everywhere, not like a person to whom you can hand something. Moses had given them the answer. You shall put it in a basket and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. What they gave to God could then be used to help people who were poor, who didn't have enough to eat. That would be the best way to give thanks to God, to thank God for all the good things they had received. Lent is a season of journey. Like the Israelites in the wilderness, we are reminded that life is never static and continually puts before us choices about the type of people we are becoming. Some of those choices are about temptations between practices that are life-giving and those that rob us of life. Other choices have to do with our openness to those who are alien to us and our generosity in all of life. This Lenten season, the congregation is invited to join the UCW's Spring Thank Offering as we remember God's goodness to us and offer our thankfulness. In much the same way as the people in our scripture, what we offer to God in appreciation for all we have been given can then be used to help the poor and those who do not have enough.
Good morning. When you hear the letters UCW, you often think of food. Pie days, Christmas tea and bake sale, or preparation of meals for meetings. However, we are so much more. Your participation in our fundraisers allow us to give gifts to local mission and service, local operating costs, Camrose Women's Shelter, Wilderness Family Camp, All Native Circle, Angola Memorial Scholarship, Bar Harbor and Hardesty Lake Camps, Bissell Center, St. Andrews College, St. Stephen's Bursary, Jelinek House, and Naramata Center. UCW began choosing our spring thank offering from the Gifts with Vision catalog in 2013. This was also the first year we ask you as a congregation to participate in our Lenten project. Some of you may remember Bicycles for Pastors in Zambia. With your help, we raised $3,600 to buy 30 bikes. Now, those pastors are not only riding from one church to another, but they carry passengers, animals, food, and even wood for construction sites. The following year, Thistle Hill Farm and Petting Zoo from Andrassen brought us a calf and goats to our church. There was a goat wearing a diaper sitting right on this step. This project netted $4,900 for heifers and goats for a horticultural college in Zimbabwe. Since then, we have raised funds for revitalization of the language on Haida Gwaii, supplies for a school in Haiti, Sahakarini, seeds for Guatemalan women, and olive trees for Palestinians.
Camrose UCW hold two thank offerings a year. The offering in September-October goes to local projects. The spring offering, March-April, goes to a project outside our community. This spring, we have chosen a project in Winnipeg called Socks and a Meal. This project is coordinated by four outreach ministries coming together to help the less fortunate. West Broadway Community is a partnership between All Saints Anglican Church and Young Street United Church. This ministry had its beginning in the 1960s. St. Matthew's Maryland Community Ministry has been helping vulnerable people over 40 years. Oak Table Ministry began as a place for community and neighborhood to gather in the area surrounding Augustine United Church in Osborne Village. In 2016, Oak Table became an incorporated charity no longer under the operation of Augustine United. The fourth member of this ministry is the North End Stella Community Ministry. This ministry is governed by the United Churches Winnipeg Presbytery under the banner of One Just City. These four ministries each offer a safe place for youth, families, and elders to meet and share. Many programs are offered, including meals, food banks, counseling, clothing, etc. These ministries are all in the core area of Winnipeg. Together, they have initiated this program of socks and a meal. Visitors receive a meal to stop the hunger and a pair of socks for warmth. Also included is a big hug if one is needed or wanted. This program we have adopted for our UCW Spring Offering is found in the catalog sponsored by the United Church titled Gifts with Vision. We, as the United Church Women, are truly grateful for all the support from our congregation as we embrace this project. Now, as Reverend Liz would say, how are we going to do this? Welcome, Jean.
Thanks, Irene. You just took some of my words. But anyway, as Reverend Liz used to say, how are we going to do this? Some of you will remember when Reverend Bob Smith used to do his minute for mission for the M&S Fund with a sock. Remember, he'd have money in it? We are taking his sock idea and running with it. For every $14 or more, we will have you put the money in an envelope with your name on it for a tax receipt and put it in a sock and pin it on our clothesline. If you have a stray, lonely, or weird sock, you can use it. I think that we may have some children here today who will help us put up the clothesline. Would you like to go put up the clothesline, please? Remember, $14 will provide a hot meal and a warm pair of socks. If you write a check, please make it out to Camrose UCW. The hugs are free. Please help us to succeed in this project.
I invited the UCW to share a message with us this morning. This was, that's a lot of money. And thank you. Part of the reason was I was going to be out of town. Another reason was we've been talking about sort of our new reality here for the time being, me being by myself. So one of the suggestions that came up was, what if, sort of like what we were doing back in the fall with our stewardship drive, what if folks from the congregation shared some of their stories? So before you panic, I'm not going to start picking people out of the crowd, but different groups within the congregation. So we had, UCW today. I think Social Concerns offered a message in January. So if you're on a committee or group, talk about this at your next meeting. See if there's something you've been dying to share with the wider congregation about who you are and what inspired you to be a part of this group and some of the ways that you're making a difference out there in our community and in the world.